Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with 95BFM Program Director Sarah Thompson.
Morena, Sarah.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm getting over a cold.
Yay.
So pardon me if I sound a bit adenoid, is that the word? Anyway, my sinuses are full of gunk.
Yay, that is the visual image for the morning. We've got three very cool songs here. Which one would you like to talk about first?
Let's start with the exec track. A lot of record stores are going to tell you to come and spend money in them in the very near future, Record Store Day. So let's start with the track that has the most to do with record stores.
Cool.
Exec are a band from Melbourne. This track we're about to play for you comes from their brand new album, Good Thing They Ripped Up the Carpet. Good Thing They Ripped Up the Carpet is out on Lulu's Sonic Disco Club, which shortens to LSD Club.
Hey.
Lulu's is a record store in Preston in Melbourne. It used to be in North Carlton in the back of a dive bar. It's everything you want in a record store, basically. It's a lot like Creeps in Wellington.
Yeah, it's a lot
like that. Just people selling you records for the love of it. This is a band making music for the love of it. They have said that the B-side of this album is a compilation of tracks that they gave to other people over the course of 2020. And the A-side is all brand new music. But because they're tinkerers, they've gone and remixed everything on the B-side. And the track we're about to play for you, which does come from the B-side, they didn't like the vocal track so much, they went and re-recorded all of it. The track itself was originally given to another record store, the notorious Born Bad Records in Paris, to celebrate their 20th anniversary. Exec themselves are kind of noirish dub post-punk, if you believe that. They have described themselves as post-punk meets kraut meets dub meets avant stuff.
Cool.
And the best way to get into it is probably to have a listen. This is Too Steep a Hill to Climb. It's the closing track from Exec's brand new Good Thing They Ripped Up the Carpet.
We'll be right back.
So sorry, Zoe. I keep walking into rooms and saying very little and just really confusing Zoe. Totally my fault. It's not anything to do with you. It's just I'm not being very good at words and communication at the moment. I think my cold has eaten away large segments of my brain.
We all live in the world that song kind of typifies at the moment. Murky land.
Yeah.
I'm into
it. It's like space echoes, post-punk through several layers of dub, very sardonic, very disaffected, very mired in disdain.
No.
Frontman Albert Volsky has said, didn't want to write about COVID because he usually writes about hard science. He did, you know, that wouldn't be too much of a distant topic for him. So great, good on you, Albert. Also, did you clock the ABBA nod in the lyrics?
No, I didn't.
I was too busy being lost in the source of the rest of the track.
The source is definitely a great way to describe that song. There's a little nod to Dancing Queen. He sings having the time of your life in a very similar melody, and once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
Actually, as soon as you said that, it looped back in my head. Yes, that is indeed what it was. Nice.
Exec are a very cool band. They're a lovely rabbit hole to fall down. Their album, which is brand new, it came out on June the 4th, is called Good Thing They Ripped Up the Carpet. If you're feeling a certain type of way this morning, put it on, have it in your headphones while you're doing some menial tasks. You could do a lot worse. You can check it out on exec.bandcamp.com. That's E-X-E-K. Or you can buy the record and some very awesome merch from Lulu's Melbourne. Lulu's is LulusMelb.com online.
So we're jumping from Australia over to the UK now. Who have you brought us?
We are jumping from Australia to the UK. We're also jumping from an act that went, no, I'm not going to write about COVID, to an act that went, I'm absolutely going to write about my COVID experience. This is Lorraine James's new album. Her album is called Reflection. It came out on Hyperdub on June the 4th as well. It is a definite reflection. The title track on the album is her talking about how she hasn't seen her chosen family and her actual family for months. It's very bittersweet. It's a real rumination on how when you define so much of who you are with action and movement and being part of a community which is constantly moving, what happens when that community is forced to grind to a halt? Lorraine James is used to being in big, murky, smoky spaces, playing huge, huge beats. you can hear those beats, but they're definitely rattling around the walls of her skull now. Mm. It's a really, really interesting album. There's a lot of different stuff to enjoy on it. I've brought in a track called Insecure Behaviour and Fuckery. Not only does it have an excellent name, but it also features the vocal talents of Nova, who is a Scottish producer and lyricist. Nova usually goes by the full name Nova Scotia The Truth.
Cool name. Very cool.
Great name. Really good foil to Lorraine James' Diary Honesty, which features on most of the album. There's a lot of great features on the rest of the album. Let's have a listen to this track.
Insecure Behaviour and Fuckery. Let's take it away.
Sorry, kids.
The split, just hold my hand when we drive off the cliff. Voice seek justice, it's just a myth. Fall in the waves on the brink of a brick. Tie tracks on the dirt, it's a legacy. Smacked on the butt since birth and during the pregnancy. Dark depths of the sea, they seem like a friend to me. Getting wet on a dregs, your flex like rest, I'm blessing you next. Are you
Insecure Behaviour and Fuckery, which Rowan texted in to say, title could be a chapter in my life story.
It's a great title.
Not alone there.
Lorraine James and Nova. That is very, very cool, Sarah.
It's great, huh? So that is off Reflection, which is out on Hyperdub, and you can order that either from Lorraine James's Bandcamp, which is LORAINEJames.bandcamp.com, or I know for a fact they have it on vinyl at Flying Out.
Sequa, nice.
That song contains, I think, my favourite quote of the week, which is immature, just like a choo-choo train. Like, oof, that's good.
What else have you brought us today? What's the third song?
I have brought you a track from Montreal outfit Dresser. Dresser just released, again, another June 4 release, their album called 17 Blocks and Then Some. It is a self-released album. You can listen to it on Dresser Montreal, dressermtl.bandcamp.com. But the frontman of Dresser is ex-BFM newsreader Finn Delbeth.
Yay, Finn! Woohoo!
This is not why we've picked it. We picked it because
it rules.
It's an amazing track. Big feelings, big jangly guitar vibes, incredible melodies. When Finn moved from Auckland to Montreal, I think in 2018, ingratiated themselves into the indie scene, found some excellent bandmates, and has been pretty much churning out banger after banger since then. This is an album track. This isn't even a single. Let's take a listen to it. It is Big Feelings, Put a Smile on Your Face.
What's the name?
It's called Post Office.
That is Dresser with Post Office. That is the third track you've brought us, Sarah.
It is. It's their debut full length, and it does not sound like a debut album. It's incredibly self-assured and incredibly melodic, so go check that out at dressermtl.bandcamp.com.
Fantastic. Remind us of the other two songs you brought us in this morning.
I brought you in Exec from Melbourne, a track from the brand new Lorraine James album, and we were just listening to Dresser from Montreal by way of
Thank you very much, Sarah. We'll see you soon.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with 95BFM program director Sarah Thompson.